This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we still got plenty of time to get some of your questions answered. Coming up at 8:30 today, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. Some good summer information on what we should be doing this time of year. Been a few weeks since we've talked to them. A lot of vacations, a lot of everything going on between the two of us. I had a vacation, Karen had vacation, so we couldn't really catch up. So we're going to be here this week. She's also going to be next week as well. Lots of stuff to talk about in July. It's not just, you know, July might be hot, but it's not just a time to stop. So we got to be looking at what else we can be doing. You know, some things to be thinking about for the future of our plants. Some good information in their Know and Grow library. A lot of stuff right now about tomatoes, right? The tomato blossom end rot and early tomato blight. So things to be thinking about. We can also be, you know, thinking about mosquitoes right now, right? We're going to be spending a lot of time. We're going to spend more time outside because, you know, at least with my house, we try to, this time of year, when it's real hot, we're not looking to cook indoors as much. So we're looking to cook outside a little bit more. Use the grill, right? But you're outside. What's outside? Mosquitoes, those types of things. So just some things to be thinking about. You know, we talked with Summit Solutions about a month ago. And just think about any area that water might sit. Obviously, we're in a drought, so it's harder to think that way. But you might have certain things in your yard that always have some water in it, right? Like a rain barrel. Just a small fish pond. You might have a stream or something on the property. You might have a bird bath that has a little bit. Because you don't need a lot of water to create mosquito larvae. So, multiple things here. Using mosquito bits or mosquito dunks from Summit Solution. Right? Adding those to those areas because we want, you know, like a rain barrel, for instance, right? The idea is to hold water for us so we can use it in drought times. Well, standing water, what does that create? Mosquito larvae. Mosquitoes can just go crazy in very minimal water. So those dunks, you know, they look like little donuts. Don't eat them, though. I mean, they're organic. It's not going to, won't kill you, but I highly, highly do not suggest. So I do not do it. Anyways, but you get the idea here. Now, smaller areas, maybe it's the bits. using the mosquito bit so they break down a little bit quicker for you. But just think about it this time of the year. Just because if there's no moisture out there doesn't mean mosquitoes are still coming out. Anyways, got a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Patricia's in Massachusetts.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just wondering if you can talk about how important the bees are for garden.
Oh, I mean, we could talk about that for weeks, but I can I'll give it a little bit of a breakdown here. But you know, the bees are so important for the garden because of the pollination that they do and bringing the different pollination from plant to plant, making sure, you know, our vegetable gardens, our flowers are flowering, making sure they're taken care of. Bees, you know, we look at bees and the first thing we think of, or a lot of people think of, is, oh my God, they're going to sting me. They're not going to just come looking for you to sting you. They're not out there to find you and say, all right, today I'm going to sting you. No, they're out there to find pollen. They're out there to take care of our plants. And so what are methods to get more bees in the yard? That's a big one, right? It's not just about how important they are, but how can we get more? Well, a lot of people will look at saying, bring more native plants to the garden. More flowering plants. And I think the best way to do that is to stagger the bloom period on it. So it's not just one and done when it comes to flowering. It's not all like early spring, early summer, you know, type flowering. Multiple seasons, so we're bringing them in throughout. Another thing, clover in the lawn. A lot of us look at it and say, oh, clover. All right, I'm going to get my weed and feed, or I'm going to get my spray and I'm going to kill it. But clover is a huge one to bring bees to your yard. That white flower, they love it. But bees help expand our garden. Our plants get bigger because of what bees do for us. By pollinating our plants, bringing the male and female plants, you know, like a holly. Like, think about a holly bush, right? We want the berries on the holly in the fall. If there were no bees, there'd be no berries. Tomatoes, we're looking for those blossoms to get pollinated. So we even have ways of spraying to pollinate more. But if it weren't for the bees, we wouldn't get the tomatoes. We wouldn't get the peppers. We wouldn't get the eggplants. We wouldn't get any of these plants. So bees are so important to gardening that we really need to keep an eye on how we help, right? And again, like I said, more natives in the yard, more flowers in the yard, but really a surprising one out there is clover. Now, you might have heard me talk about it a couple weeks ago. It might be a little bit over a month at this point. I talked about what Bob Vila did. He did the No-Mow May. Very popular in England. But what it does is it brings the bees and other pollinators to the yard because we're not mowing it before it gets to flower. And a lot of those are bees. Those bees then help our plants grow bigger, stronger. Get, what do plants do? What do trees do? They help us with oxygen, help us breathe. They also help us become happier. I know it sounds a little crazy, but more plants you have, the happier you are. The more plants you have surrounding you, the happier you are. So bees are the start of all of that. So it's also about, you know, hey, we do get those insects we don't want, those diseases we don't want. But any, even organic spray can affect a bee if you spray it during the day. So to help protect our bees, when the insects do hit your plants, spray your plants at night when bees have gone to the hive. They've gone back home. They're relaxing for the night so they can go back out the next day and do their job. There's a lot of things here that bees are important, but we have a lot to do with their success and what we do for them. So bees, beyond important in the garden. I mean, beyond important. And I'm kind of giving just a brief synopsis of these things here because we could talk for days. But it's also about what we do to help protect them or bring more in. You know, the end of the season, leaving leaves in a pile, in a compost, maybe even leaving them around your plants, and then waiting in the spring to remove them until the bees have started to become, you know, have come out. It helps protect them and the pollinators. So it's a lot about bees, but it's a lot about our pollinators too, because not all pollinators are bees.
Thank you for your help.
No problem, Patricia. You have a great one. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
It's Bob in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Last week when I called and we talked about powdery mildew and all those diseases associated with tomatoes, you passed along a product, and somehow or other it got misunderstood as far as somebody. I got this rot end from whatchamacallit, the bonide.
Yeah.
And was that what you wanted me to get?
So the product I was thinking that would be best for you would be the product called Revitalize.
What I thought I asked for from the website, but they ended up sending me N-Rot.
Blossom N-Rot? Yeah.
Okay, I'll go back and have them go look for it again.
Yeah, So the Revitalize is helps with powdery mildew, all those things. But it's compare it with copper fungicide when it comes to diseases, those types of things. Copper fungicide leaves a little bit of a coppery taste at the end, especially when you're, if anything edible, you don't want to have that coppery taste, even when washing it. Whereas the Revitalize does not leave that coppery taste or a taste, right? It just takes care of the disease and goes about its business.
The biggest problem I have right now is the blossom end rot.
Yeah.
I mean, it was huge. I mean, my wife picked it. In fact, she's been checking all the plants now, and anyone that gets boomed, because I haven't put anything in the soil yet. Now, it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, that calcium is a big need for squash-type plants.
Yeah, so calcium's a huge thing. I'd be looking at adding what's called calcium nitrate to the soil. You can buy it in a 4-pound bag. You can buy it online if you wanted to, but calcium nitrate, you mix that into the soil, and it helps It's got a bunch of nitrogen, so it's going to green up as well. But it helps with blossom end rot, right? It helps prevent it. It's something that I would suggest purchasing and having in your, basically like your tool belt each season, because it's going to help put that calcium level into the soil. And that's what we're looking for those plants. Calcium, the more, I'm not saying go heavy on calcium, but the more calcium you have, the better the plant is. And it's not just tomatoes. If you look at the calcium nitrate bag, it's just got pictures of tomatoes with blossom end rot. But it definitely is for others as well.
Okay. And the other question I need to ask you, and I know it's about almost, we're 2 weeks away from, I think when your dad ran the show, he used to say, top your tomato plants starting at the 1st of August. The flowers and any things less than a marble, size.
Yep.
Okay, is that still a rule of thumb, as I would call it?
Yeah, I would continue with that. Because the other thing here is, and you'll notice it, and you've probably noticed it, is tomatoes pretty much shut down when we go in through heat waves. So you're not going to see a lot of it anyways, because the plant is surviving. It is focusing on the inner parts of the plant, making sure the roots are taken care of, the leaves, etc. But when it's so hot, it just has the opposite effect on the plant, and the plant just slows down. So you might not see anything for a bit, because it looks like, you know, the next 10 days we're going to have a warm-up. Usually when it's above 85 for an extended period of time, that's when you'll see it. When it cools down a little bit, you know, the plants will start to grow again. Last year we didn't really run into this because we had lots of rain. But that's the time frame. So you're right on.
Okay. And the other interesting thing I wanted to mention was growing things in tires. And Daryl, yeah. And Daryl.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I've got two hydrangea plants planted in tires.
Awesome.
And they're doing awesome. Okay. We'll talk again soon. Thank you very much for everything.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA Radio News.
Brittany Griner's legal team submitted a letter to a Russian court that showed she had been given medical clearance to use cannabis for chronic pain. Tests were also submitted showing that Griner met all anti-doping requirements. With that evidence submitted, it wraps up 2 days of critical hearings that focus on the detained American basketball player's character and athletic career. The WNBA star pleaded guilty last week to drug offenses after Russian customs officials found vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport in February. Griner, who was in Russia playing basketball during her off-season break from the Phoenix Mercury, has been in custody ever since. This is USA Radio News. Russia's defense minister has called for the country's military to, quote, further intensify attacks on Ukraine, claiming it is trying to stop Ukraine from bombing civilian areas in Russian-backed territories.
The move follows Vladimir Putin's hinting that Russia might soon ramp up war efforts. A judge has dismissed convictions in a horrific crime.
Three men were cleared Friday of one of the most horrific crimes in New York history. It happened in November 1995. Harry Kaufman was selling subway tokens during an overnight overtime shift when he was sprayed with gasoline and set on fire in the toll booth. He died 2 weeks later. A judge dismissed the convictions of Vincent Ellerby, James Irons, and Thomas Malik. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are going to be here for another 2.5 hours. So hopefully you can enjoy some question and answers here. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mark is in Massachusetts.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Paul. Question about some of the trimming I've been doing on my evergreens.
Sure.
And I think I kind of fatally trimmed my junipers. I, not knowing any better, I trimmed junipers really down to a tight bundle with power trimmers, and they're at the point now where they just, you know, have a few inches of green, and basically down towards the roots, there's not much activity. So these at there that I basically do them in.
I don't believe so. You know, the thing is this time of year when it comes to a lot of evergreens that you've pruned are not going to show a lot of new growth because of the heat, right? So that's not, you know, necessarily, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's over. I wouldn't say that. But what will happen is some of the tips will turn brown because it's lack of water. And that, you know, that's nothing you can do unless you are watering, right? But it's not just the way you've cut it. The idea behind it is we should look at cutting evergreens and look at just the green growth and base how much you're going to prune the plant by the green growth, not the size of the plant. So going forward, now I'm not sure, you know, how you based it, but if I'm looking at an evergreen, we know that the center of the evergreen is going to have, you know, more brown on the inside versus the green. So whenever I'm looking at pruning anything, I look at just the green. So going forward, if you see, let's say, for ease of math here, 9 inches of green, we'll cut down 3 inches off of it, leaving over half of green. Now, for you, I want you to realize that I don't think you've done the plants in. What I would look for you to do at this point is when you can, the ones that are, affected a little bit more, get the hose out to them, leave it on a trickle at the base of the plant, depending upon how big they are. And I know junipers can spread, so it's not that easy, right? But put it by the base of it, leave it on there for about a half an hour, right? Get the deep soakings into it. Because the watering's going to help the plant just kind of like breathe a sigh of relief, if you will. Have something bringing it back. The other thing I would do is you could use like a wettable powder type fertilizer, like a Miracle-Gro, just to give it something, right? The granular form at this point is slow release, so it's not going to do a lot, and you don't want to push too much. But look for just like a, an all-purpose fertilizer, just to give something back to the plant, because, I mean, the plant is struggling. So it's mm-hmm. it's multiple things. It's the water and then a little bit of the fertilizer. But realize it's probably going to come back. It's just going to take some time. Now, if you were to do nothing, that's where the issue would happen, where the plant wouldn't have anything coming back to it. So it wouldn't know, like, all right, what am I going to do to survive here? That's what it's looking for. So look to do something when it comes to the watering. That's really going to help it out a lot. The other thing is, a rule of thumb for future on pruning the junipers. I'm not sure when you did prune them, but don't prune after July 4th.
Okay.
And you can prune again later in the fall, because basically, July 4th to about Labor Day is when we get a lot of the heat, right?
Yeah.
That's when the plant, when it gets cut back like that, can go into shock the most. So that's why the idea behind it is do it when it's earlier so it has time to show new growth before we get into the heat and it gets stressed out. So I don't think it's gone, because you're telling me there's green there. That's a good thing. It's just kind of shocked. Now, those brown tips that you might have all around it, it would be okay right now to prune those brown tips off.
Okay.
Because the plant is trying to send its energy to those areas as well to fix it, to help heal it, you know what I mean? Because it's dead, but the plant doesn't know, like, all right, I got to get rid of it. It's going to put its energy towards those. So if we get rid of the brown spots that are around it, it's going to refocus on the rest of the plant, and with your watering, it's going to help it. So I don't see it as gone, because I've seen this happen before. When we get heat, drought conditions, this is what happens. Even the established plants that have been there for years upon years, this can happen to. So leave the hose on a trickle at the base of the plant. Depending upon how big it is, if you have the upright junipers or the bush form, whichever you have, can determine how long. So if you have is it ground cover juniper or is it like a hedge type juniper?
It's a ground cover style. It's kind of like it's got enough. I guess they call it. It's a feather.
Okay. Look. Yep. Yep.
Initially, and then I just took the trimmers and I didn't know any better, so I understand you're supposed to use a pruning method that allows the complete plant to be all green, as opposed to doing what I did with the pollen trimmers.
I get it, but it can still be done with the power trimmers. I hate to, just because it says it somewhere that we can't do it doesn't mean we can't, as long as we take a look at it and maybe not go as deep. So going forward, you know, all right, maybe I don't go as deep, but you can still use the same thing. I'm not opposed to you using power trimmers to clean something up. Sometimes that's all you got. And sometimes the plant needs to be pruned out. So I'm not opposed to you using them in the future. Just now, you know, don't go as deep and just kind of keep it up a little bit higher. One of the reasons behind why a lot of people say don't use the power trimmers sometimes is when they cut the branch or any of it, what will happen is it's not always a clean cut, right? So say you use the power trimmers because it's huge and you just need to clean it up. Take a look afterwards and see if there are any of those areas, you know, when you make a cut sometimes and there's like a little piece of the bark left up. It's like hanging up a little bit. Make a fresh cut on that because that's what makes things susceptible to it. So, you know, there's ways around it, especially with big plants that you're just trying to do a larger job. You're not going to just sit there with hand pruners and clean it. Sometimes it just can be a lot of work, you know?
Well, that's what my logic was at the time, and then I did some research on it, and I found that's not the typical way you're supposed to be doing it. So
yeah, I
agree. It's just you need to finish the job. You don't have to make a career out of a few plants.
Exactly. So, you know, I've done it. I've used hedge trimmers myself on yew bushes, right? Because you're trying to shape them. But what I've done afterwards is take a look at a few spots and see if I have some bad cuts. I'll just clean those up. And it happens. We want to spend time in the garden. We don't have all day. So I get
it. Right. Exactly. Last question regarding the shrubs.
Yep.
I have shrubs that are very, very old and mature, but they've overgrown and they're starting to grow into portions of the house and whatnot.
Yep.
And I was thinking about limbing off a certain section of it. Can I do that without, doing damage to the plant? Should I just treat it like I'm trimming a tree? If I was to take a large limb off, probably a 2-inch size branch out of the base, it would narrow the body of the plant.
You can definitely do it. Established plants can have that happen. You just got to keep an eye on it. Make sure, you know, it's taken care of, after the fact, right? The other thing I would look at doing is when it comes time before you do it, maybe water that plant, right? Put some, you know, use the trickle method to help the shock of being pruned. But that being said, plants need to be pruned, especially some trees, to push the growth where we want them to be. So it's not a bad thing to happen. You know, look at it and say, yeah, it's growing into the side of the house, but you can train it to not go towards the house, but go up or down, right? Because usually when you have the branches and you make a cut, there's hormones in the base of this, and they try to become the new leader. So two branches are going to come out. Now, once those branches have come out, you cut them again, and it kind of forces them to go the way you're looking for. So don't just cut the major branch that you want. Cut a few more so you're not doing it again next year. You're looking to kind of prune it to pull it a little bit away from the house and thin it out. Look at any cross branches that you might have in the plant. Okay? So anything that's rubbing up against each other. The other thing is, this time of year, look for what they call sucker growth. Any of the branches that come like right off the side and then do like a 90-degree turn straight up and down, or anything lower that's a sucker growth the same way, because that's taking water away from the plant, and your pruning, it's going to just pull the moisture from there to the sucker growth because it's a water sprout. So we want to remove those at the same time. So don't just do the pruning. Okay. Don't just do the pruning to, you know, pull it away from the house. Look at some other things, and it's not necessarily just on that same side. They could be on the other side as well, because, you know, if it can just help the overall health of the plant by doing that. So water first, just to put some moisture back into the plant while you're doing this, because it is going to become shocked, and then do some of the cutting. And I think you'll be successful without a problem there.
Okay, so hold off till the fall or early next spring to do
that. I would wait till the fall. I'd wait till the fall at this point. Just because of the heat wave that we're about to go through, it could do more damage than good. I got to hit the break. I appreciate the call, Mark. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about halfway through the show, so we'll be here for another couple hours to answer all your gardening questions. Stay tuned at 8:30. Excuse me, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. Some great information on what we should be doing during the month of July and going forward. So definitely something to be looking forward to. In the meantime, you can call us. We've got a half hour about or so before that comes in. But we're about to go through our first real heat wave. At least where I am, a lot of Massachusetts, looking at the next 10-day forecast. I'll tell you, it's going to be a scorcher. I don't even have a Boston accent. I apologize. I won't do that again. I probably will. I'm not going to lie. But anyways, it's going to be warm. So we got to take care of our plants and do it early and often during the week, right? So when I say often, I don't mean multiple times a day. I'm talking more almost every other morning, every morning. This is the time of year where, you know, we get a lot of questions in the garden center where people are saying, oh, well, how often do I water? When do I water? And this is when we say, well, it depends on the weather. Well, the weather right now going forward with the temperatures starting to warm up, being hot for a longer period of time, this is when you would water more often. Maybe it's every day versus every other or every few days. I have plants in my yard that are established that I'm going to be watering more often because I can just tell they're starting to droop a little bit more, or the heat is really affecting them. So just keep that in mind. It's not about, at this time of year, it's not, okay, well, it's been 2 days, I'll go water. It's, let's take a look at our plants a little bit more often to help keep them going. Even some of your established plants. But watering first thing in the morning versus late in the day is a lot better for your plants at this point. temperature-wise, humidity-wise. The other thing is, watering from the base of your plant is huge right now. That's the biggest thing that we need to be looking at doing, is watering from the base versus watering with a sprinkler system. Sprinkler systems are so much easier for you to use because you can just set it and forget it, right? But the idea is that moisture sits on top of the leaves, on top of the branching, and actually can create fungus this time of year, especially with the humidity. Humidity keeps the moisture in there, and then it long-term can create like molds, mildews, which opens up the door for other things. So just because you get a disease doesn't mean that disease is going to be the only thing. It opens up the door for insects. Your plants are a little bit weaker. So keep those things in mind as you're, watering, doing that thing, because watering at night can cause these things to happen just the same. So think about it before you do, before you do something, and to say, all right, does this make sense? So that's just one of the things. Watering is so important when it comes to the garden. I know you all know that, but these are things that we don't think about. We think about, all right, the plant needs water. I'm just going to go water it. Not necessarily. Try to get it done in the morning. Try to look right now for products out there to help keep the moisture in. I've discussed it the past few weeks. Soil Moist or Hydratain. Soil Moist, you put in containers, you can put in plants, holds the moisture in, pulls the moisture from the air, especially the humidity, right? We're dealing with a lot of it. So that'll help. And then the Hydratain does the same thing, but you can use it in a granular form, or you can use it in a liquid form and just spray it over your plants, over the lawn, etc. So definitely look into it. I think it's going to be worth it for you. I think you will thank me later. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be, we're going to take that break, like I said, and we'll be back in a few.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.